It's time to begin our Area Voices Cavalcade of the Arts for the first Fridays in Northern Minnesota. We tell the arts, culture, and history stories of Northern Minnesota. Joining us in the studio is Katie Marshall. She's the Executive Director of the McCroskey Arts Center in downtown Grand Rapids. So things going on at McCroskey, but throughout the city today, right?
Absolutely, yes. It's First Friday, and we have 11 different stops on the First Friday Trail.
Oof.
So, yep. So it's going to be a busy night. Brood Awakenings is hosting Victoria Craigthorpe with Mixed Media Works, and they have music by Sam Miltich from 4 to 5:30. Victoria is going to be very busy that evening because she's also teaching our Wine and Canvas class from 6 to 9 at McCroskey Arts Center.
And Canvas class. Yes. Let me just picture this. As you get people juiced up a little bit, and then they start painting?
That's the idea.
That's what you need, John. Get you painting.
It's a very fun social class, and it's great for people that are nervous about taking an art class. It's very guided, and it's a lot of fun, and something people really like to do with their friends or with their partner or something like that.
And everybody's kind of painting the same picture?
Yes. Okay. Yep. And you can, you know, of course, if you're feeling confident, you can venture off.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
But for those who like a little more direction, it's been a lot
all
of fun.
All right.
Yeah. So she'll be busy. But you can check out her own work at Brood Awakenings. In Central School, the artist in residence will be in. And Beauty and Bliss is hosting Sweet Amelia's with their artisan cupcakes. They were also featured at an art fair. I can vouch for them being delicious. Mm. Also, in an interesting pairing, dental student Lydia DeJong will be there doing free dental screenings. And you can ask her about your oral health and learn about the importance of daily dental care. She'll have some kids' activities. You can get a cupcake and then learn about how you probably should not be eating that cupcake right then. But maybe you'll get a toothbrush right after.
Yeah.
Wow, clenching your teeth at night. Not that I do that and crack teeth or anything.
Oh, ow. Well, the Central Square Mall has a lot going on. They have the annual Grand Rapids Area Library used book sale, which kicks off on First Friday, and I believe it's already starting this morning.
Heidi, you're missing it.
I know. It's a problem.
Come on, Kitty. Go
the best
fast.
Books are going to be gone.
They're flying out. And they have special music by live guitar by Nate Mariano as well, so they're going to have light refreshments for the First Friday Art Walk and music while you browse your books. Hmm. And Project Care Free Clinic is hosting a triple header with three different artists. Diana Liefering is a retired math teacher and turned editorial satirist cartoon artist. Hmm. And Leah Klegstad loves to doodle, draw, paint, and photograph. And then we have Neva Howard, who is presenting Fashion as Art with LuLaRoe Fashions, and they also have refreshments at the clinic. So lots happening in that space. Wings and Willows is showing the art of Kelly Leon, who's an award-winning artist painting in watercolor and other mediums. And she is a signature member of the Red River Watercolor Society. Lake Lover Vintage is welcoming Bob Mattson, who is going to be signing his book, What's in Your Boathouse? Amazing Stories of Nautical Archaeology.
Hmm.
And they're suggesting, Kathy down at Lake Lover is suggesting you bring pictures and stories of your nautical treasures to share, and you might get a mention in his next book. They also have their treats from Boondock Enterprises. And Frame Up has, they're going to be hosting Free Range Food Co-op and Sarah Verkey, who is their featured artist. And she describes her art as thread sketching or free motion embroidery. She uses a drawing or photograph and recreates it in her embroidery software, then stitches it onto hemp pillows, covers, and bags, and some other creations. So she's got her fiber art there, and they're going to also have a table with the co-op, and Lisa Hain is going to be playing accordion. So
what?
That'll be fun.
Are you making this up?
I am not making this up.
It'd be funny if you were making it up.
Really funny.
I could just sprinkle in a few untruths, but Lisa Hain will be playing accordion.
Wow.
At Frame Up.
That's exciting.
So stop by for that. Absolutely. Flowers by Jeannie is going to be hosting Jenny Farber of Chaotic Beauty Artistry, displaying her art. And then at the VFW, they have Jazz Night with their special guests, Nathan Norman on drums and Ryan Frain from UMD on piano. So I think I covered just about everything that's happening in the Art Walk, except, of course, what's happening at McCroskey.
Yeah, what's going on at
McCroskey? Tonight's a big night for us. It's our 25th annual Juried Art Show.
Ooh.
Which is a big number, and it's a big show. It's one of our most popular exhibits every year because it features a lot of local artists, and this year our juror is also a local artist. We selected Marva Harms, a painter from the Swan Lake area, and so she will be showing in the Minnesota Gallery, she'll be showing the Pond series, which is something she's been working on to create a painting of the same vista out of her window of Swan Lake for 365 days of the year. So she's got through 100 of them so far, and she's displaying those.
Paintings?
Yes. They're small paintings. Mm-hmm. She's taken some of them and used as studies to create larger paintings. So there's three examples of that. But most of it is all the same size, 100 paintings lining the walls. Our studio manager, Jim Zazowski, had to create special shelving for it. So, But it's really fun to see. And you would think that the same view would not have that much variety, but she's done a great job with it.
So it could be raining. It could be a sunny day.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. And even within the same month, there's a lot of just different color. She does a really great job with light. And so you get to see a lot of that variation. And so she has selected, I can't remember the total count of artists, around 40 some artists for our juried show. We had nearly 150 apply, I believe. So it was a very competitive show, but they their work will all be on display in the McCroskey Gallery, and she'll be awarding first, second, third, and honorable mention prizes in both the two-dimensional and three-dimensional categories. And people can come early tonight. If they're there before 6, you can vote for People's Choice Award. So,
would you explain what two- and three-dimensional is for people that might not know what it is?
Sure. So the two-dimensional category would be anything that pretty much hangs on a wall. You know, it sticks out a little bit, but sure. But the three-dimensional would be sculptures, things that are more freestanding on a pedestal. I think we have one wall piece that is three-dimensional because it's a ceramic fish that sticks out, you know, like good 6 inches. But
so you said there were like 150 some entries and you have 47. Is that just, is it due to the amount of space that you take 47, or is it up to Marva to determine the top 47?
No, we give kind of rough guidelines. We say, you know, typically around 30 is good, but I think she had, you know, it was a lot.
It's tough.
It is tough, and I am really glad every year that it is not my job to select the works, because there's a lot of really great artwork, and it's interesting to see how the jurors come up with a show, because I think a lot of times it's not necessarily just the absolute best or favorite pieces, but it's what they think will work together as an exhibit as well, so that enters into it too. Because there's certainly lots of really excellent work that is not selected, but I think it's not always necessarily a reflection that it's, that the juror didn't like it, but it didn't necessarily fit in with the overall look.
Is there a limit to how far out somebody can be in the juried show?
Yep, it's open to the artists in the 5-state area, so Minnesota, Wisconsin, Iowa, and the Dakotas.
And do you get some from out of state?
Yep, we definitely have North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota. I don't remember if we have a Wisconsin or Iowa in the show this year, but I think we've got some applicants, certainly.
Okay. So I bet that Fitbit you're wearing gets cranked up on First Friday.
Yeah, it does pretty well. It's my standout day of the month. The rest of it, not so much.
Funny.
Lots going on at the McCroskey Art Center in downtown Grand Rapids. You can find more information at grandrapidsarts.org.
Correct.
Or McCroskeyArtsCenter.org. Katie, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.